CLX Mobile.
You doing okay out there on 85 this afternoon?
Got the cruise control on and middle lane and let all the pass all the slow ones, let all the fast ones pass me. Did you manage to float down the mountain today?
Outboard motor on, but we're okay.
I think they if people around me were any indication, I think they did more to stress us out down here by setting off our cell phone alarms and the sirens than anything else.
We had was flooding, and most of us are used to that, so that have lived there any length of time anyway.
County, you either get used to the rain or you move.
Maine County gets more rainfall than anybody up there. That's where I live at, so it's crazy the amount of rain we get.
That's up there.
To the radio yesterday, we were talking about the storm, and they were comparing it to the flood in 1964, where the French Broad River Basin there was 14.3 feet above flood stage, and yesterday we were at 14.1 in just a real quick time, so I tell you how much water we got.
Way to pick it up and move it, we could sell it to California.
Love to have that much water right now.
Happy to have. It wasn't a rough week so far. Well, it was a rough week. Rough day, no. I'm just kind of looking forward to eating dinner.
So what you're saying, I don't know what it is about today. It's just been a rough day for me, too. It seems like I couldn't get anything right or couldn't, you know, nothing was going my way.
All this stuff had us all stressed out. I think it just wore us out.
System there you're talking about. My wife and I are sitting in the living room together. Her phone goes off, but mine never does. And then I've heard several other people saying the same thing.
Car yesterday with wife to a doctor's appointment. I hear the alarm. Like, where's that coming from? I said, check your phone. Coming from there, like, damn. Yeah, I guess so, because about that time, rain's going sideways around us, and then my phone's going off. 15 minutes later, we get to the doctor's office, and it's blue sky and cloud all around us. I said, what is this, eye of the hurricane?
Cherrydale Point, where I was at yesterday afternoon, I could see it in front of me, where it was real dark, but then right there where I was at, there was blue sky and just a few clouds, and the sun was out.
Hurricane coming from the New Orleans area, we know those. After the storm, the sky gets beautiful and it gets hot, but if you notice today, the beautiful blue sky didn't have that haziness.
Cleans up the atmosphere and blows it all out of here for the time being anyway.
BHM monitoring.
Hey, Bill. It's Patrick and Mike here.
Yep. Careful, Patrick. Someone's listening. N6CLX.
How y'all doing? How you doing, Patrick, Mike?
Doing good. I'm heading up the mountain. You survived a storm down there?
Got about 3 inches of rain, which was a little less than expected, so had a big limb fall in the backyard a couple of days ago, and then another one fell yesterday during the storm at some point, so it's from the neighbor's tree, a dead one, so he's supposedly going to have somebody come clean it up. We'll just have to see.
Well, just have yourself a little firewood there.
The firewood, and unfortunately it took out, the way it fell, it took out about 35 foot of chain link fence. It fell right along the fence line and right where it narrows up, so it got both sides, or both ends of the fence.
I don't know, it sounds like more than a limb.
A tree. The limb's probably about big as your waist. It's a pretty good sized tree.
It hurt. Hand back and all be fixed and replaced.
That's exactly what my wife said, and I agreed with her.
Your antenna again, did it?
No, it's good and safe and secure. I checked on it before and after the storm. I'm monitoring 10 meter right now. There's nothing going on. It may be, I hadn't even checked the propagation sites, but I just got the HF radio on. Mainly to let it be on.
They're gonna go up and down. Go down to 20 meters and see what you hear.
What I've been doing is flipping through the bands in the evenings, and I've heard several nets and different things, just sort of checking out to receive on my antenna. It seems to be pretty good. I'm pleased with it, how it's set up.
Last weekend, looked down back and down in the no man's land property. There's a tree dead leaning over right towards my antenna, and I meant to go down there and check that out. So I'm hoping that Fred didn't coax it along.
Heading up the mountain here, it looks like it's going to cloud up and storm again.
Distracted by the guy that slammed his brakes on. He was distracted by the guy that came to a stop because he doesn't know how to hit the accelerator to get on the interstate. N6CLX. I won't say it.
486 Friday. Yeah, I get a couple of those a day, it seems like.
K2RCL. Patrick, you keep that rain up there on your side of the state line. We don't need no more.
Hey, it runs downhill. We don't need no more, but we're willing to share.
For the Pigeon River, they don't have enough.
And the falls up there where I'm at, it heads over to Tennessee on the French Broad. So there, Bill, Mike.
Here, M4WHM. I'm just spinning a dial on HF.
Yeah, I'm still here, K2RCU. Trying to figure out how to convince a Toshiba Encore tablet to recognize the USB to reload Windows, since apparently I formatted the hard drive and have apparently bricked it.
Sounds like fun.
Your IT here can help you out with that one.
Get the boot order so that it would recognize the USB drive as one of the boot options. You said it's a, what kind of device is it?
It's a old Toshiba Encore tablet. It was running Windows 8.1, and I upgraded it to Windows 10, but didn't realize it, and I done it to 32-bit, and it's got a 64-bit processor. So I went back in to try to reload it to Windows 64-bit, and it cleared everything off the hard drive, and now, even after updating the BIOS and reloading the BIOS, I can go in and I can tell it to do USB, but it won't do anything. It just looks at me like I'm crazy and sits there until I turn it off, and then I can turn it back on, and if I don't press anything with the USB, it says no boot device located.
As far as your USB drive, was it made with a Windows image so it would be bootable?
Yeah, I went into the Windows Media Creation tool and created it, and I set the parameters for Windows 10 and 64-bit, and then had the Creation tool make the USB drive. Sees it is there, but it just won't boot from it. I don't know. I think there's something screwy with the Toshiba tablet itself.
If you've got another computer, you can stick that drive in just to see if it'll start booting it up. That'll at least tell you if your USB drive is doing what it's supposed to, and then you can cancel out of it.
thought it might have been the flash drive itself, so I've tried two different ones, and none of them seem to recognize in the tablet, but everything seems to work on the PC. I'm just going to give up on it and take a hammer to it. That'll probably fix it, or at least fix it where it can't be fixed.
The VPort's so old it doesn't support your device. You might want to take the hard drive out, plug it into another computer, and reformat it that way with loading Windows off the other computer.
I would like to do that, and I pulled the back off of it, but the hard drive is made on the circuit board for the tablet itself. It's not separable, so I can't take it off.
I think that thing probably didn't cost more than $200. I'm just joking. I have no clue, but that's the kind of hardware I hate.
It's one of those things that I needed a Windows tablet because I was going to try to set up my SDR on it to make it portable. And I had this thing laying around, and I kept thinking, if I can make it work, it'll be great. But the more I try, the worse it gets.
Something like that. I have an old TNC. I thought, man, that'd be easy. I'll just take the computer and I'll just get that running. And then I'm looking around for the RS-232 serial part. It's like, where are they nowadays?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out for a little bit. I'm coming up on the black hole up here at the state line. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Maybe I can get y'all when I come out the other side. Y'all have a good afternoon. Bill, Russell, Mike. Thanks for the cue, so 73 KO4 HK, and I'll be clipped.
Sounds good, Patrick. 73s. We need to get you a longer antenna so you can get over the mountain.
Patrick, be safe. We'll catch you on the other side.
06 CLX.